The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I think we just have his campaign music. Dr. Rammel, were you listening to that song?
Yeah, I like that song.
That's from a gentleman by the name of Steve Voss. He was one of these guys that was an up-and-comer. He had big, fat contracts with RCA. Somebody within the record company discovered that he was, well, he wasn't doing rap crap, and he wasn't doing, sexual stuff. He was doing real American stuff. Well, he lost his record contracts. Go figure. At any rate, back to the telephones here. I do believe this is Chad in Alaska. Hello, Chad.
Hi, I'm calling because the governor doesn't seem to be making any distinction between a governor of a de jure state and a governor of a de facto state, and I think there's going to be some unintended ramifications when he tries to assert the authority of a de jure governor as a governor of a de facto incorporated state, because I think he's going to find out that he's subservient to the federal government, and they might just roll in with the military and
okay.
Take care of business.
All right, hold on, Chad. Your response to that, Mr. Rammel?
I'm more than anxious to find the answer to that question. That's why I support a strong state militia. If Obama and the feds want to roll into the state with force, they're going to find resistance. I don't care about any of that.
I care about
states' rights and doing the right thing. If this turns into war, then so be it. I mean, we fought for this country once. We're going to fight for it again. Freedom is too valuable to just say, you know what, you're too powerful. We can't beat the system. I just will not take that attitude.
Well, and that was, I suspected that's why you were talking about strengthening the state militia, because that is there
exactly
for the preservation of peace and yeah, I understand the role of the state militia, and that's kind of been hijacked. We've got our National Guard over in Afghanistan and Iraq right now, where they should be on the border, southern border, right now, protecting people here in this country, but they're off doing something else.
So,
the governor of Texas could do something about that if he had any courage. The governors can stand up to the federal government if they're not scared about getting their funding yanked. But so far, I haven't seen a governor out there that has been able to do that.
Okay, Chad, your contention, de facto versus de jure, anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to know, is your ultimate goal then to restore the status of the all-cap state of Idaho to just Idaho? Is that part of your long-term plan, or is your plan to try to continue to operate the incorporated state as it exists now?
My goal is to give Idaho back its in everything that the United States Constitution guarantees it. All of the powers not yet delegated to the United States by the Constitution are reserved for Idaho.
We'll have to break right now.
And the other states that stand up to it.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate your call. Art, Jeff, Greg, and Ryan, hang on. We'll get to your calls quickly right after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I almost said, Governor. No, you're not
getting up to me.
You're not there yet. I was thinking during the break, I wonder if Idaho would welcome back Randy Weaver with his sawed-off shotgun.
I'll bet we would.
Art in Maryland. Hello, Art.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I think your points about the UCC and the other things you mentioned and Chad's point about de facto versus de jure are very legitimate points, and I don't want to put the good doctor on the spot because I'm thinking about packing up and moving out there after hearing him, but I think that's very legitimate because he's going to have to unincorporate, he's going to have to break all the ties in order to accomplish what he's talking about.
Well, we'll do what we have to.
I mean, I love all the points he made, and I love his stance that he's going to do it or else. I mean, OFL had 49 more people running for various governors that had his guts. We could do it, but it is going to be a tough road.
Yeah, Art, I'm going to have to leave you go. You on a cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it is extremely bad, but we received your points. Point well taken. I thank you for your call. Yeah, therein is going to be the problem. By the way, who is going to be your lieutenant governor out there?
Looks like the establishment is going to get their lieutenant governor in. I have no say-so over that because it's an elected position by itself. However, before my first term is over, we will change the law so that governor and lieutenant governor run on the same tickets. That's the way it should be. I know that's the way it is in other states, and we got a bad system in Idaho because I don't like our lieutenant governor, and him and I will not see eye to eye. I will ask him to resign as soon as I'm inaugurated.
Well, I was thinking about the field of honor. It used to be when gentlemen had disagreements and they felt strongly enough about it, they used to take to the field back-to-back with pistols, 10 paces, and let the best shot win.
I wish that were still the case, because I would then I could get a new lieutenant governor.
Yeah, there you go. Jeff in Illinois. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, John. My name is Jeff Black, and I spoke to you for the first time back about a year ago in the summer, and I let you know about some criminality in the Daily Family here in Chicago. Hi, Mr. Rammel. You are amazing. You are absolutely amazing.
Thank you, John.
What I'd like to do, I'd love to ask, is it possible to put a link to Governor-elect Rammel's book, which is called Something Worth Fighting For, The Rex Rammel Story? Could you please put that at the RBN online store?
That would be great.
Is that possible, John?
I don't see a problem. If the good doctor doesn't have a problem with it, I don't have a problem with it.
I just went and downloaded that, Governor-elect Rammel. I'm listening to you today. I hear echoes of the amazing Officer Jack McClam. John, I want to thank you so much for all you do for Liberty. I'll let some other callers come in. But I'm a candidate for United States Senate for the people here of Illinois, taking on Dick Durbin. I'm going into the belly of the beast, but like this, these two honorable men before me, I will fear neither man nor beast, and if someone's rights are being violated, they will be punished.
Well, there you go. I think that's the whole idea, that the first job of government, whether it be federal or state, is to make sure that the rights of any one individual or groups of individuals are not violated. And if we throw that maximum out in law, well, then what else is to follow? You know, Doctor, we've been led to believe that what's good for the masses has got to be necessarily good for the individual. And I take the reverse on that. If it does not function and work for the individual, how can you multiply it and have it work for the masses?
That's a very, very well spoken.
I have many problems here, but we're discussing the problem here of becoming governor, and I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen here, and this is what my thoughts were and my hopes were with Ron Paul. If he fell on his face with a presidential bid, okay, now you've got notoriety. When he ran for president, 45% of the people here in Texas didn't even know who Ron Paul was, but they
that's
do
interesting.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, Doctor, if you would have run for president and had FaceTime on the national medias, lost that, and then decided, okay, I'm going to drop back here and I'm going to do the state thing, many more people would have name recognition.
That's right.
Yeah. So
I have pretty decent name ID already. I'm a troublemaker for the establishment party out here, and so they've made a big deal out of it, and most people know who I am.
What is the population of the state now?
It's 1.5 million.
1.5 million. And you're out of what city?
Idaho Falls. It's in eastern Idaho.
And what is the biggest city in Idaho Falls? Or, I'm sorry, in Idaho.
It's Boise.
Boise?
Uh-huh.
We might have to put a radio station in Boise, Idaho.
Well, if I'm the governor, you'd be more than welcome.
Yeah, you know, I'm running into this troublesome FCC thing, you know, with people wanting to, you know, they had a particular problem. They saw a need for people to hear the straight skinny in the truth, and they were putting up these low-power FM things. And as I went through the FCC laws and rules, back in 95, there was an individual that wanted clarification on the power of the FCC and what they had the power to regulate. And they said that, well, our deal is we just do interstate. That means state to state. And they said we have no power intrastate. So I looked at that and I thought, well, wait a minute. If your signal of a radio station does not cross a state line, then what jurisdiction do you have? Their suggestion, and I kid you not, their suggestion was to check with your power utility company to see if they have any rules or regulations. So the FCC just said right there that, wait a minute, we don't have the jurisdiction that what goes on in your state, only if your signal leaks out across the border. You know, and again, but if you cross swords with the FCC, you're already found guilty and you're fined. You don't get a trial. You just get a fine.
Well, we'll change that in Idaho. So you come on and bring your radio station here.
All right. Well, I'm going
to let me handle the FCC for you. How's that?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do here. If you and this is a lot of ifs. If you get to be governor, and then we'll have the people in the respective cities out there in Idaho. We'll have low power FMs up all over the state. How's that one?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Hey, Jeff. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Greg in California. Hello, Greg.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Dr. Rama, it's an honor, sir.
Thank you.
I used to be stationed up at Fairchild Air Force Base during the 70s, and my wife and I spent many, many moons with a canoe and my shepherds on Lake Ponderay and the Ponderay River and Priest Gregory.
Beautiful
Love
country.
Idaho.
Beautiful
country. And you're familiar with Jack McLam up there, right, sir?
That's right.
Yes, yeah, Jack and I are pretty close. I used to be in federal law enforcement, and I'd be honored to be part of your security team if I get one thing fixed. So I may have to come back to Idaho. I'd love to be in touch with you in the future.
Well, I look forward to that. You sound like a good guy. You move to Idaho and help us out.
Yes, sir. I'd love to be part of your campaign from where I'm at now. The question I have is you're so avidly sure that you're going to win now with I don't know your perspective on paper ballots, even though that, to me, is the best way to go. But since everything is controlled electronically throughout the past, I don't know how many decades, what makes you so sure, unless you've taken polls, and how good would that be, that you're going to win governorship when the federal government inserts its treason and parasitic hand and everything? How are you going to overcome that? Look what they did to Dave Hinkson through that federal judge in Boise, sir. Are you familiar with the Dave Hinkson case?
No, I'm not familiar with that, but I've been off the radar screen of the federal government, so they don't know that I exist.
Okay.
We're gonna surprise them here on May 25th. We're running behind the incumbent, but not that far, and he thinks he's got it in the bag, and so this is going to be a nice victory for the people of Idaho. If everybody across the country listening to me would like to help, would like to have a leader like me, lead a state, lead the country in a comeback. We could use some financial help. It's expensive to run these races. Everybody knows that.
What about? We're coming up on a break here, and I wanted to ask, since Greg broached it, he wants to come up there to Idaho. The question I asked you before is if you're modeling your campaign after Ron Paul. I simply was going to the point here of the volunteers. How do people, if they want to volunteer and get the word out and spread all over Idaho in the days remaining, who do they contact? What do they do?
Well, they can go to my website. That's our Facebook is probably has more traffic on it than the website. And that's a good way to get a hold of it. We got a lot of Ron Paul supporters supporting the campaign. And we've got a pretty aggressive internet campaign going, the best we can with the money that we have. I think we're doing well. And you know, my point earlier was that everybody's going to want to move to Idaho. See, I am not even the governor, and they're already calling on to move to Idaho.
I know. Great.
Dr. Rama.
Yes, go ahead.
Dr. Rama, but here again, the way elections are run, you know, I mean, I'm right in front of you, sir, taking anything coming towards you, okay? As I've offered my services to other of my mentors. Basically, how is it that you're going to overcome, I mean, you're so assuredly, you know, it doesn't matter what the result, I mean, I don't quite understand what the ramifications or the parameters or the structure of the election, how it's going to be, you know, taken down. by you, but how is it that you're going to control the absolute?
Okay,
absolute?
Greg, hang on 1 second. I've got a hard break. I'm only going to keep the good man here for about 4 more minutes after the break, and then we're going to have to cut him loose. We'll be right back.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? In school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Well, they don't even teach the Constitution in school anymore. They teach you how to be a good Globo citizen. Greg, do you want to restate your question briefly for the governor-elect here?
Yes, sir. Dr. Ramel, how is it you'll have complete assuredness that you're going to be able to control, not tyrannically, but honestly through the constitutional procedure to control an election, which is usually governed by tyrants? How is it going to be conducted, by electronically voting, or is it paper ballot?
Okay, we got it. Okay, Governor, how are you going to do it?
It's paper ballot, and I don't know that has reached the bottom of the pit on our elections. I think there's enough people going to come out. I don't know if I'm going to win or not. All I know is that I'm compelled to do what I'm doing. Rest, and the rest is in God's hands. That's what I believe. And for people out there that wonder how I can be so assertive that Idaho and the United States will save the Constitution, I believe we don't need to secede. I believe we will save the Constitution. because I believe God is on our side, and that's what gives me my courage. And all these other details I'm not worried about. I'm just moving forward, doing the right thing. Everything else will fall into place.
Well, and, you know, I can tell you what's going to happen here. If you are successful with your bid for governor, and even if you weren't, there is tens of thousands of people in Idaho that are now hearing your message. You're laying the groundwork. What I have been after is an informed electorate. I don't want politically savvy people. I want people that understand what their duties and obligations are to their state and federal governments, what the federal government's role is, what the state's role is, and we can return to being productive again, enjoying our lives, because it's such a short stay on this beautiful planet. And quite frankly, half of my life has burned up fighting these little tyrants. So, you know, I've always said this, Doctor, on the issue of paper ballots. Look, you go stick a credit card in a gas pump at a gas station, you get a paper receipt almost without fail. And without fail, you'll get a receipt at your bank teller or your 24-hour deal. You don't have to worry about that. So I think a system, and by the way, Diebold did those very same systems, I don't see a problem with registering a vote and getting a paper receipt.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
All right, let's take Ryan, Dave in Texas. I'm sorry, one guy dropped. Hello, Dave.
Afternoon, John. How you doing?
Hi.
What your guest here is running for governor in Idaho.
Yeah.
And what does he want to do in terms of imposing state sovereignty?
Don't talk to him. Not in third party. The man
I'm
is
sorry.
On the man is on the phone. Dave,
I meant no disrespect.
No. Talk directly to him. He's
all
here.
Right. What would you want to do in terms of reinstating, in this case of Idaho, state sovereignty against, for example, a health care bill, among other things?
I talked about that earlier.
I'm sorry, I did call in a little late.
Yeah, that's all right. I figured you had. Without going into a very lengthy explanation that I did earlier, Idaho just is going to refuse to do it. Idaho will be the first state to defy the federal government over not just the health care bill, but a lot of other issues.
Great, that is what I want to hear.
Yeah, that's what we're going
to
do.
I plan to defy it personally here in Texas if they attempt to impose it here. In Texas, I hope.
Well, it's not wise to do it as a citizen. That's why I want to be the governor.
There you go.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm still going to refuse to do it regardless, even if they try to impose it. I believe it's unconstitutional for the so-called personal mandate. And if push comes to shove, I will personally challenge it if I must.
Well, Barry Sartoro's main deal here was social reengineering of the country. And he's the second part, actually the third part of the New Deal. We had Franklin Delano, then we had Lyndon Baines, which is another product here of Texas, and I'm not very proud of. But Barry Sartoro is here for the social reengineering and the socialization of America. At that, he's doing an exemplary job. Trouble is, he should be doing this in Beijing, not Washington, D.C. Dave, thanks for your call. We're about out of time here. Your website, sir?
It is voteramel.com.
Voteramel.com.
Yep.
And that's spelled?
Ramel is RAMMELL.
And the Facebook account, what is that one?
It's Rex Ramel.
Rex Ramel. Well, there it is. Well, you folks out in Idaho, I'm sorry we didn't have any calls from Idaho out there, but you folks out there in Idaho, take a tip from the Ron Paul presidential run. The thing that was most valuable to that man was the volunteers that stepped up and helped his campaign. Dr. Ramel, much success. If you don't get it, like I said, you've educated one heck of a lot of people.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate the time.
All right. And thank you, Carol Asher, for pulling this off today in a short span of 90 minutes. And again, Dr. Ramel, thank you and good luck.
All right.
All righty, sir. Okay, well, that stirred a little bit more interest than the guy that was running for governor down in Florida. Here's an American. I'm an American. Not with a K. With a C. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we will continue here. I'm going to be subbing for Mr. Noel this afternoon, which means I get to do 3 hours of radio today on a Friday. And I wasn't able to schedule out Gerald Celente. He agreed last night when I called. They double booked him, so he will not be able to be on the program with us. But I think I'll slide Gerald Celente. I'll schedule him out for Robbie's program one day next week. All but Wednesday, because he has a regularly scheduled guest. Randall in Texas. Hello, Randall.
Hello, John. I wished I'd have been able to talk to Dr. Is that Rammel? A-R-A-M-M-E-L-L?
R-A-M-M-E-L-L.
Wow, great. Okay, we'll do some looking on him, and yes, we need to be supportive of him. It's refreshing to hear somebody talking as we should all be thinking. So I think that he's got a little bit to learn, but he's got some good basics down, and I really like it. He referred to the Wizard of Oz, and tonight at the Truth Seekers meeting, we are showing The Secrets of Oz. So,
now there's a segue, as they say in the business.
Gonna be interesting. So, I haven't seen all of it. The parts I've seen are really good. It's a, basically a historical look at Wizard of Oz and the symbology that's there. So,
As a matter of fact, I was reading something on that the other day. Do you know that Dorothy was supposed to be wearing the silver slippers, and that was to give the connotation of silver as money, as the yellow brick road was the gold.
That's correct.
And the Hollywood studios said, "Nah, we don't like that silver idea. Let's give her red ruby slippers."
Well, they wanted something for Technicolor. That was one of the first movies that came out in color.
Yeah.
So silver wouldn't look color. It would look like black and white. So that's understandable. I don't think that was devious.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, really. Yeah, who knows? We've been lied to so many different ways by so many different people. We don't know where the truth is anymore.
And what time is the showing, and where is that going to be at?
It's going to be China Emperor, which is 111 West William Cannon, three lights west of I-35, and it'll be at 7:30.
All righty. 7:30 it is. Be there, folks. You know, it's a wonderful way to sit and relax, and they've got a pretty good buffet down there to get educated, exchange, and talk with other patriots. It's so good for the soul.
Yeah, it is, John, and we'll have you out there again someday here soon. So,
all righty.
We appreciate you and all you're doing.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Randall, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, there is about 25 minutes left in the broadcast, and I wanted to get into this starting here on this broadcast, but I just might do this in its entirety on the flip side when I sit in for Robbie today. By the way, all this stuff about the census, and I understand a few of the federal employed people met with, should we say, less than desirable results after making some stops at individuals' places. You know, folks, I don't advocate violence against individuals, and generally when you tell them to go away, they do. But some of them are persistent, and they do come back. Well, the problem was, in the first place, what the census was and how much data mining the United States government was trying to do, albeit for altruistic reasons. And that, well, we just have to know more information. We have to know incomes and the amount of people and the names. And this is just better to serve you for benefit of the United States government. Oh, you know, the funds that we send over to the states? Mm-hmm. Well, this has been confirmed. And this was in Scientific American. The Census Bureau gave up the names of the Japanese Americans in World War II. Despite decades of denials, government records confirm that the U.S. Census Bureau provided the U.S. Secret Service with names and addresses of Japanese Americans during World War II. The Census Bureau surveys the population every decade with detailed questionnaires, but is barred by law from revealing the data that could be linked to specific individuals. The Second World War Powers Act of 1942 temporarily repealed that protection to assist in the roundup of Japanese Americans for imprisonment in internment camps in California and six other states. The Bureau previously had acknowledged that it provided neighborhood information on Japanese Americans for that purpose, but it has maintained that it never provided microdata, meaning names and specific information about them, to other agencies. Well, how could they provide information that they should have not had in the first place? Names? You know, the census is a pretty simple thing. It's a head count. They don't need to know your race. They don't need to know your name. They don't need to know your Social Security number. They just show up. Okay, here's a building. How many people live here? Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye. But you see, they've been violating that tenet, as you can well understand, since World War II. The new study of the U.S. Department of Commerce documents now show that the Census Bureau complied with an August 4, 1943 request by Treasury Secretary Henry Morgenthau for the names and locations of all people of Japanese ancestry in Washington, D.C. According to historian Margot Anderson of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and statistician William Seltzer of Fordham University in New York City, The records, however, do not indicate that the Bureau was asked for or divulged such information for Japanese Americans in other parts of the country. I'm sure that they did. Anderson and Seltzer discovered that in 2000 that the Census Bureau released block-by-block data during World War II that alerted officials to neighborhoods in California, Arizona, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and Arkansas where Japanese Americans were living. We had suggestive but not conclusive evidence that they had also provided microdata for surveillance, according to Anderson. Now, the Census Bureau had no records of such action, so the researchers turned to records of the chief clerk of the Commerce Department, which received and had the authority to authorize interagency requests for census data under the Second War Powers Act. Anderson and Seltzer discovered copies of the memo from the Secretary of the Treasury, of which the Secret Service is part of, by the way, to the Secretary of Commerce, who oversees the Census Bureau, requesting the data, and memos documenting that the Bureau had provided it. Now, the memos themselves from the Bureau bear the initials J.C., which the researchers identified as those of then-director J.C. Capt. Now, what it suggests is that the statistical information was used at the micro level for surveillance of civilian populations. She adds that she and Seltzer were reviewing Secret Service records to try to determine whether anyone on the list was actually under surveillance, which is still unclear. The new evidence is convincing, said Kenneth Purit, the Census Bureau director from 1998 to 2000 and now a professor of public policy at Columbia University, who issued a public apology in 2000 for the Bureau's release of neighborhood data during the war. At the time, available evidence, and Bureau lore, by the way, held that there had been no release of microdata. And he said that can no longer be said. The newly revealed documents show that the census officials released the information just 7 days after it was requested. Given the red tape for which bureaucracies are famous, it leads us to believe that this was a well-established path, meaning that such disclosure may have occurred repeatedly between March of 42, when the legal protection of the confidentiality was suspended, and the August 1943 request. Anderson says that the microdata would have been useful for what officials called the mopping up of potential Japanese Americans who had eluded internment. The researchers turned up references to 5 subsequent disclosure requests made by law enforcement or surveillance agencies, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation, none of which dealt with Japanese Americans. Now, lawmakers restored the confidentiality of census data in 1947. Really? Officially, Seltzer notes, the Secret Service made the 1943 request based on concerns of presidential safety stemming from an alleged March 1942 incident during which an American man of Japanese ancestry, while on a train from Los Angeles to Manzanar internment camp in Owens Valley, California, told another passenger that they should have the guts to kill President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's the somebody said, and who was that person that said? Well, it doesn't matter. The threat is real. Now, the incident occurred 17 months before the Secret Service request, during which time the man was hospitalized for schizophrenia and was therefore not an imminent threat. The disclosure, while legal at the time, was ethically dubious and may have implications for the 2010 census. The researchers write in the paper presented today at the annual meeting of the Population Association of America held in New York City, the U.S. has a separate agency that deals with this sort of thing. But the law is very different now. According to Krista Jones, she's the chief of Census Bureau Office of Analysis and Executive Support, she said the law is very different today. Anything that we release to any federal agency or my organization, all of those data that are reviewed, she says, to prevent disclosures of individual information. Yeah, and if you believe that, I've got some prime swamp property down in Florida I would like to sell you. Look, here's the bottom line. When the government asks, you know that data is going to be used. They don't ask it just for the sake of asking. They use it for data mining purposes and for future use. You know, people would ask me, well, what are you going to do when the census people show up at your house? Well, I'm going to tell them exactly what I'm required by law to tell them. How many adults live here? I'll tell them. That's it. Have a nice day. Enjoy your temporary employment with the federal government. Bye-bye. Back to the telephone? No. Back to the telephones. I got Ralph in South Carolina. There's no Ralph in South Carolina anymore. Why do these people call up and hang up? I'm going to stop taking phone calls, and they're just going to be able to hear me just rant for 2 hours or interview guests. Shame on you. Yeah. By the way, might as well finish this out since there's no telephone callers there. The Census Bureau provided neighborhood data on the Arab Americans to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in 2002, but the information was already publicly available, according to Krista Jones. Well, yeah, you know what? There's a lot of things that are available out there, but that still does not excuse you from illegally gathering information. I don't care if it's out there. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west, but I don't want to see some group claim that, hey, we own the sunshine now, and we can dictate, and you have to pay tax, and no. This is part of the controversial provision of the Patriot Act, and that was passed after the 9/11 attacks and derided by critics as an erosion of privacy. Gives agencies access to individualized survey data collected by colleges, including flight training programs. The Census Bureau has improved its confidentiality practices considerably in the last 6 decades, and that came from the former director, Pruitt. He notes that the census data is an increasingly poor source of surveillance data compared... Listen to these words! It's increasingly poor source of surveillance data compared with more detailed information available from credit card companies and even electronic toll booths. I guess it would be to Mr. Pruitt's liking if it was an increasingly good source of surveillance. Nevertheless, he says, I think the Census Bureau has to bend over backwards to maintain the confidence and trust of the public. Too late. Poor source of intelligent data. I don't know who I'm talking to here because there's nothing on my screen. You've had all this time since all those people hung up because they couldn't talk to the good governor that wants to run for Idaho. Did you press your button over there? I guess you did. Scott in West Virginia. Hello, Scott.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to mention there, a couple years ago, I was up at my brother's, and I was playing around on my laptop, and I said, I went over to him, he was out in the garage, I said, you know, I didn't know your wife had a bachelor's degree in this, that, and the other, and he said, well, what do you mean, where'd you get that at? I said, well, I was just looking at I put in your address on the computer on this one website, and I said, it told me what kind of magazines you get, that you're an avid hunter, that you have one child, you have two dogs. It told everything about him.
Yes, and what did
he
say?
I don't know. You know, I can't remember the Census Bureau taking that much information from us years ago, but definitely the information's out there, and I kind of emphasized to him that that's what that Census Bureau was all about, you know, but... It amazed him and it amazed myself, actually, that kind of information would be out there, you know, but it was a simple site that anybody could go on with a little bit of know-how, you know, on computer.
Well, you know, when I in my fancies of fanciful dreams here, what I would much prefer is the ICE people to be right on the heels of the census takers. And I know this is gonna upset some hardcore libertarians out there because we're in a pitch battle about this one. But at any rate, I wouldn't mind if the ICE guys were right there on the heels and if they asked for their citizenship, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But some people do because they're saying that that's a slippery slope that we'll never recover from. Well, there's a simple way to handle that one. For a period, specified period, that they're allowed to do that, and then that is rescinded. But,
yeah,
we've got people that are guarding jealously our civil liberties, of which, I don't know, what civil liberties do we have left? I don't think we have any. But they're still trying to hold on to the idea here, and I love them for it, but in hard practicality, how do you go about determining who is legal and illegal in this country? You got to ask something. You got to show something.
Well, my sister is FBI in the fingerprint division, and the other day she was talking about having to work so much overtime, and I said, well, what's going on that you have to work overtime so much? And she said that they're trying to get all the fingerprints to run for the people that applied to work at the Census Bureau, so, and evidently we're talking thousands of people that they're running through and for her to work out much overtime, and I'm just putting two and two together on that part, but I know that they're planning on hiring a bunch because they really want to try to enforce all this, you know, and of course grab everything that they can from anybody or whatever.
Hey, I gotta go to that break, man. Can you hear the music? Gotta run.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Back, only have about 4.5 minutes left. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I had already sent you a little email to you and Sandra just to thank you for making room for Rex Rammel on your show today. We really appreciate it. But anyway, since you had a little respite there with no callers, I hopped on there and then I guess you got some more callers. But anyway, I think he's a good man, and the nation knows him now a little better than they did 2 hours ago. And we're praying that he might make it. And anyway, even if he doesn't, we're going to continue on that same fight here in Idaho. And
we have no choice. How did you like my comment there about would you welcome Randy Weaver back with a sawed-off shotgun?
Fantastic. Well, there were 100 different gems from you and from him as well on that show, and we just can't thank you enough.
Well, I appreciate you pulling that together in less than 2 hours.
No, oh, it was great. It was 2 hours before I happened to see your email this morning. You know, you sent it here 10-something our time, and I didn't see it till about noon. But anyway, our team here, that is his campaign team, hopped on it only too happily and got the word to him real fast. So,
all right. Well, I'll tell you
we're
what.
We're grateful.
The battle continues, and,
yes.
and all it's going to take.
Yeah.
All it's going to take, and he's exactly right. Everybody's sitting around with their hands in their pockets, and they're looking at each other. Nobody is standing up and making that move.
Right.
And that's exactly what has to take place.
That's right. Yeah, if you noticed, Rex Rammel is very strong, very aware on state issues, but he is a little weak. He hasn't been in the fight long enough to look at the global issue. I don't think he understands the global conspiracy, but he'll get there.
Well, the good move there would be cutting the tentacles out of the globalist system, and that be their funny money.
Yes.
That would be a great start, and that and their collection agency known as the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like what he said, and I wanted to get around to the 17th Amendment.
Oh yeah,
because he understands how that has been hijacked and politicized as well.
He did mention 16th and 17th, so I was pleased that he understood that.
Yeah, yeah,
excellent.
And not everybody is going to be on the same curve, and this is what people don't really understand. And I've seen, well, down here in Texas, I saw one candidate for governor of Texas. Mm-hmm. I saw their campaign waylaid because they didn't want to get up there and discuss 9/11.
Oh, yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, okay. There are things that if I were running for a public office that I would not even discuss or I would not entertain until I achieve that office.
Exactly.
You got to get in there first.
That's right. That's right. And Ron Paul, I think, tried to hold to that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Did you notice that it sounded like Dr. Rammel thinks that the Arabs alone did 9/11, but like you say, that issue can be handled later.
Absolutely.
You bet. God bless you. Thank you so much, and tell Sandra thanks also.
Okay. Thank you, Carol Asher. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, and there's going to be enough on his plate dealing with beating the Fed off of the state of Idaho. A monumental undertaking, I will say, but you know what that guy's going to need. If he does make it into office, he's going to need the staunch support of the people of Idaho, of his own state. And that's the way that it should be. And I hope with the miracle of God and a good Texas tailwind that he makes it. Because once that precedent is set, Katie, bar the door. Because other people in other states are going to go, wait a minute. We can get our power back as state. We can tell the Fed to go take a hike. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's one of those best-kept secrets. The power of the state. The power of the people. It's been kind of shifted a little bit, hasn't it? All right. That'll do it for us on this Friday. I'm going to stay on the air for the next hour, so you callers here, I'll carry you over to the next hour on the flip side. And I'm always fascinated by Robbie's bumper stuff because he always comes up with new stuff. I can't wait till I hear today. At any rate, stay tuned. I'll be back in about 90 seconds here. Kind of a continuation of the National Intel Report, but flying under the banner of the flip side with Mr. Robbie Noel. Introducing the new